Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, new ick unlocked. That phone case.
Don't do that. It's.
Does anyone have sunglasses I can put on? If I'm going to have to look at that.
It's a lot more neon than Amazon made it look. And you know what?
It hurts my eyes.
I thought maybe it's kind of a vibe.
If I saw a guy out in public with that phone case, I would immediately dislike them.
It's not due to justice on cameras. It is the shade of construction workers' vest.
Yes.
If I saw a guy in public with that, I would say, dude, what time's laser tag later? Because I've only seen that color in a laser tag arena.
Gotta hide this. That'll be a target.
That's the only time I've ever seen that color.
You would judge a guy if you saw it in public.
Harder than judge.
I would dislike them.
I would hate.
Yeah.
A neon, a highlighter orange phone case. Genuinely, what do you think this says about a guy?
Compensating for something, but it's not what you think, though. Yeah. It's, I don't know. It leaves me with more questions than answers. What is he compensating for?
I think ultimately it just boils down to him being weird.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not like this guy's kind of fun?
That is not what I would think, no. Mm. Or I would think like, yeah, weird, or like he is secretly going to like a lot of festivals, but like his friends and families don't know.
That's a pretty good guess.
If I saw you carrying that dress how you dress, I'd be like, they don't know.
Like right now on his close friend story, it said, anyone else going to Coachella?
Yeah. And I could like do the dance.
Yeah.
Like I like to dance like that.
Mm-hmm. But nobody really knows. Yeah.
You're deep like into like
my closet at EDM.
Yeah. Yes. Like anyone hear the new Deadmau5 remix? Yeah, everyone's like, is he what?
John Summit's in town. Do we like him? Diplo? Should we see Diplo? Am I crazy?
Dude, I have seen Diplo.
You've seen him live?
Mm-hmm.
I saw Disclosure.
Okay.
It's that for 2 hours. It kind of does. It's kind of like Chinese water torture.
I don't know. I kind of liked it. I was also 21, so.
And you were on Diplo's bus too, right? I mean, you had the whole experience.
I was not. After seeing what I saw, I definitely was not.
Okay. I took a girl on a date to an EDM concert on accident one time.
Oh, seems like a good date.
Well, let's hear about that more. We have a great episode for you guys. So let me know what you think of my phone case down below. And thanks for all the love on the West Coast. We only have like 12 shows left on tour. Isn't that sad?
It's wild.
And I want to highlight too, I'm doing a little Kansas City pop-up show. I'm doing it April 29th. So that should be on my website. Go find it. We'll love to see you there. And let's do it. Roll music.
Correct opinion.
So how did taking a girl to an EDM concert become was it an accident?
Let me answer that question with a different story. Once upon a time, I had a friend in college. All she'd ever heard of Lil Wayne was the song How to Love, which is a rather acoustic guitar song.
Yeah,
it's kind of slower. She thinks Lil Wayne is the next Jason Mraz. You know, she's like, this guy's kind of nice. He is Lil Wayne. I think, is he from Indiana? Yeah. I've met him, I think.
It's a little white man named Wayne.
And so then she goes and tells her mom, you got to listen to Lil Wayne. And her mom's like, oh my gosh, college has changed you. She's like, I didn't know. That was a little bit what I had. I think the group was called The Lost Kings or something. I'd heard one song of them. I thought they were kind of like, I don't know. What's the guy who sang the Lauv? Like that guy. Like kind of poppy, but vibey.
Yeah.
I like me better. Like I was like, oh, this is fun. I was visiting LA, taking a girl out in LA, dinner and a concert. And then, we roll up to the concert a little late. It's like 8:30.
Like, trust me, these guys...
no one's there, and it's like, this is not most concert venues. And they went on at like, so are you close with your parents?
It's romantic, right?
Like how often do you talk to your mom?
Ice cream after this.
Okay, I feel like we've talked about this a long time ago.
Whoa. But it should be chill, like acoustic. But I'm sure when you start walking in, and you're like, "All right, I was expecting a few more flannels." I'm seeing.
And I think she knew because she lived in LA. She knew the venue we were going to, and I think she's like, "This is not going to be what he thinks it is."
And also, how awkward! Like a super loud concert for a first date is so awkward.
The good news is they didn't go on until about 11:30, so we had plenty of time to chat.
Okay,
and you know, before the concert, okay, and then we didn't even stay much for the concert. That's pretty late for a first date.
Are concerts still doing this where they're like, you're just like, when is the guy going to come out? Are they still doing this?
In 2017 in LA, they did.
Because we always start my show no more than like 15 minutes late.
And even if people are still coming in.
Yes.
We got to start.
My fault. It's your fault. It's your fun time. But we're just like, only half the people are here. So we go, let's hold for a few minutes. But then that's it. You got to do it. But I've been to, it's like a rap concert in college. And the guy came on at like 1 a.m. I go, what's he waiting for?
Where has he been? Is he here the whole time?
Because they just, the opener gets off and they play music for like an hour. I go, can you get him out here? What's he doing back there? That's weird. I don't know how that's normal. It drives me nuts. And I even get people DMing me, where are you at like 7:07? I go, oh, relax.
Wow.
Look around. No one's here yet. Everyone's still parking. Yeah, we're not doing it to like build intensity.
It's funny. At my gig up in Idaho at the Mormon Nation, they're asking me, we'd like to start on time. I go, we usually give people a few minutes. There'll be a few thousand people here. But Mormons, they're not in line at the bar, are they? I mean, they were sat at 7 o'clock sharp.
Wow.
And they go, we get this thing rolling. I go, let's go.
I've been in some positions lately where I've gotten to retell your story from Rexburg, or stories, just like holding the elevator. Excuse me, we just got married. We'd like to go on the elevator ride. That's weird.
If you walk around Rexburg, Idaho, you're just going to run into people. We got married.
Yeah, I met a guy like just a few nights ago, Spin Pizza. Where'd you go to college? I went to BYU, Idaho. I go, what town's that in? He goes, Rexburg. I go, yeah, I got a buddy who's just in Rexburg. Shared an elevator with a nice teenage couple. They're just married.
Yeah, that's right. Teenage marriages and New York style pizza. That's what I remember. Wow. So that was that Rachel or was a different girl on the date?
That was not Rachel. Okay. Yeah.
Rachel's ever been to Los Angeles. Tall. I thought about it with Katie.
Yeah.
In concert, so she has no problem.
I'll get on her shoulders.
Yep. Strong girls, athletic, lower body.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen those wife carrying competitions or whatever? We would not do well on that.
Yeah. Every time I pick her up, which just happens.
Probably shouldn't say this.
She'll just out loud go, I'm huge.
Yeah.
Because I'm holding her like this and her body's like 3 feet either way. And you're just like,
I feel like
I can't get through a door frame with her. Just like, tuck it in. Cannonball. Trying to get through.
Gearing up to carry Rachel. She like will make a comment like, you got pretty low to start.
Start pulling your pants up. All right.
All right. Well, I didn't know I was going to do this. I should have stretched. You have a Theragun on you real quick? I could just get the lower body.
Yeah, we never even discussed that. Like we're married, like walking down the aisle. She'd just be high heeling guys in the head. Like, tuck the legs in, babe. Tuck them in. We're going to have to go.
Yeah, you definitely, style. You didn't carry me over the threshold when we first got married. You know, it's a thing. Like when you get
like
home.
Like carrying you goes over my threshold? What are you saying?
No, like when you go to your house for the first time after you get married, you're like, the tradition is like you
lugger
carry
the
wife. The
front door.
Yeah. A lugger. Yeah.
No, we didn't do that, did we?
We did not, no.
Because that was my first home. It was a great home, but it was old. The doors, like they made the door smaller back then. So really couldn't do it. That's true. The counters are lower back then.
They were, yeah. People were a little taller.
Have we reached our max, though?
Our door height?
Yeah.
Toilets are getting further off the ground, too.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
You sound on one of those little bitty round ones.
Oh, I shake the block. I didn't notice it. Whoa.
You feel like you're like Will Ferrell, an elf or something. You're just like, oh my. And you're like, I don't think I can go number one in this position. It's just going to go on the door. You're like, I got to, it's not big enough. And listen, that was really detailed. And I'll keep moving, but you guys get it. The guys get it.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you another thing. I think we could afford to change the shape of the seat of the bowl. I feel like they come in one shape. Let's spice it up a little bit.
Be a star.
I don't
That'd be perfect for number one.
Yeah. I feel like that's
Star
like
would
super...
catch a lot more. Nothing splashes up on the seat. It's kind of it's jagged edges.
And it'd be probably good for me, so I couldn't spend 30 minutes on a Star.
Yeah.
So that could be a new, that could be a business. We got an idea here.
Almost like a reverse sun, like a bunch of spikes going in. Not spikes, but triangles going in, like how a kid draws a star or a sun.
Right. Yeah, I think that they're made like ergonomically. Or like,
right, we need to change that.
Yeah, I think
it needs to be more comfortable for you.
Be or tall enough that your legs dangle.
Yeah, like the Batman ride.
That's
yeah,
and you're
not
like, no grown man will dangle his legs for 30 minutes. You go, I gotta get on the ground.
I think you just need to lift up the top seat and you just sit on the little rim. That'll get you there out of there quick.
You say doing a high rise?
At Pearl Harbor? What are you talking about?
No, Katie knows. Yeah.
Upper Decker?
Yeah, Upper Decker.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Pearl Harbor is where you go up at the top of the stall. Like yes. You're at.
It's a classic.
That would be tough to do in your home.
You get either stall, you straddle the top.
I know a lot of things about boys, and I've never heard that before.
And maybe they're renaming it. I don't know. It might be something Iranian now, but I know it used to be called Pearl Harbor.
I was not talking about that, but I was talking about how men are supposed to lift the toilet seat.
So oh, you want to sit down on that part.
You sit down on the skinny part, and I guarantee you wouldn't spend that much time if you were sitting on the skinny part.
I've done it once, and I jump up. Your legs instantly. Oh, no, this is not right. Oh, yeah, you feel dirty. And, oh, gosh. Yeah, that's not fun.
So I'm just trying that.
Had to put a nightlight in the bathroom.
That's fun. Well, Katie's just got back. Katie went little... She gallivanted around the country by herself.
Oh, yeah.
Left me at home with the kids and treated herself.
I left you at home with my parents and the kids. Yeah,
well, I did a lot. Because we were originally going to... I had a thing in New York, so she was going to come with me and her parents were going to watch the kids.
Okay, got it.
And that got moved. And then Katie was just, you know, I said, Katie, you should still... Your parents are here. They're booked. They want to be here. You should go do something. Please. You have not...
I don't feel like that's how that went down. I don't feel like...
What?
Let me get this out.
Yeah.
Let me get this out.
I feel like that's how that went down. I feel
we talked about it on the podcast.
What phone case did you have at the time?
I brought it up to you originally, and I said, what if I just go? And you said, I don't know about that.
Oh, that's true.
And then then I had kind of like a breakdown, like a...
Stand up for yourself.
Full breakdown of kind of like exhaustion and whatnot. And then he was like, you should go. I think that's how that went down.
That's exactly how it went down. Initially, she likes to kind of, like in the middle, I'm like in the middle of the workday, I'm like doing something. And then she'll just be like, hey, let's talk about the whole back half of 2026. And I go, what? So she kind of does that. So I think she's like, I'm like, dang, New York, we moved it. I don't know. I wasn't thinking about it. She goes, how about I go... leave. And I'm so immediately my snap reaction of mom leaving is, oh my god, no. So I think that's what I did. Then a few days went by and then I clogged the toilet and she threatened to divorce me over clogging the toilet.
I see.
And that's when I felt like maybe it would be good for,
hey, go out a bit.
I clogged the toilet. She goes, do you like, I just don't think you think of anyone but yourself. That's what she said in response to clogging the toilet. But that was funny.
And why did I say that? Because it's happened multiple times.
See, she's doubling down. See, you need to go another trip. Go another trip.
I will double down on this. I am pregnant. I wake up.
Can we do a very quick Judge Jay?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Very quick. So you... Oh, go.
I am pregnant. I pee very frequently, especially at night.
You pee?
I pee.
Okay.
And this is not the first time that I've gone to our bathroom and it's just clogged and he's nowhere in sight. I'm like, this is
so it could have been you?
Absolutely unacceptable. So I have made comments over and over. I'm like, you will not do that again. This is unacceptable. Everyone is going to really judge you for this, by the way.
And how often do I do it?
Yeah, you may not want this getting out.
Enough that it's
how
a problem.
Often? I want to hear what you say. How often?
Once a month.
No! You're come on! That's crazy.
Once every 6 weeks?
No, I would literally say, I think once every, I would say quarter, I'll give you 2 months. Once every 2 months. I mean, okay. Derek's saying that. No, insane. And I think.
Once every 2 months, you're clogging it and not unclogging it?
It's, I want you.
How fast are you out of it?
We're going to, on Patreon, we're going to show you guys the toilet. Okay, I'm dead serious. Patreon.com/TradeKitty. We're going to give you a breakdown. It's not a good toilet. It's too small. It has a weird, it's not a strong flusher. I don't, none of these other, I go in another toilet in my office all the time. Never a single time. So it, I'm dead serious. I only go number two in two toilets in this house, our bedroom and my office one. Never clogged the office one once. So that toilet is a problem.
Some water pressure
and
issues.
I don't want too much judgment. Once a month, it's crazy. It's once every 2 months.
Okay.
You should get Trey like a new toilet as a gift, which mm-hmm. is a gift to yourself. Yeah. You've been to the toilet section of Home Depot recently? They're making some pretty wild claims.
Any fancy ones?
They'll say, this can flush 9 billiards yeah. balls at once. Like, do I need that?
Yes. Yes, we do.
It will. It'll be the weirdest. It can flush a whole AR-15. Yeah. Like, you know, why would I need to?
Either 4 bananas or 9 billiards balls. It can do it. We've tested it. Like, that seems like a lot.
That is truly, yeah. I think that's what you're
have
getting
you
for Father's Day.
You eaten a billiards ball? No problem.
So it's frequent enough that I have an issue with this. And this particular day, it was like bedtime. And he, for some reason, could not get it unclogged. And he was just going to leave it overnight.
Yeah, janitor, take care of it.
And I was like, I was so mean to him. I was like, you must unclog this right now. Figure it out. Google it. Do whatever you need to do.
And it's 11 o'clock and I'm using the plunger. I mean, she watched me do it 75 times and it just wouldn't do it. And that, so I kind of go, well, it's bedtime. What am I supposed to do right now at 11 o'clock? And she loses it. She's basically like, pull an all-nighter, figure it out. I go, this yeah. is crazy. I don't know what's wrong.
Because you guys only have the one bathroom. So you had to fix it.
She's like, so poor Katie had to walk down the hall. To
I
her
had to get up and go to
night.
Like the one other bathroom twice at night.
And by another point of the toilet, because 9 times out of 10, if it does an unsuccessful flush, I've noticed you go back hours later to go bathroom again, and then it will successfully flush.
Whatever is
so
going
it kind
on.
Of breaks down. A little
I think like it's unreal that everyone in society has figured out not how to not clog
and
the toilet.
You know what?
Well, we don't
I don't
know.
Get why they don't put these in our homes. Because if you go to a public bathroom, you know, you flush and
oh,
it's like,
yeah. yeah.
It sounds like a jaguar. And I love that. Like, I think we need a plumber to put that in our bedroom. You flush and it's like.
And like just the water sprays on the wall. Like
it does spray and I honestly don't mind it. You get just a little bit of moisture up on
you.
You
ever been in a public bathroom and you flush and it goes for like 11 seconds straight? And you're kind of like, is it okay?
Yeah. Is that all me?
That's what it sounds like. I've always thought it sounds like a jaguar. Anyway,
It does.
She lost it on me over that and was very mean. And that's when I thought, you know what? She deserves some time. So brought the next day, okay, you really should go do the thing.
And where was the thing?
I went
so Judge Jake's on whose side really fast? Wrap up
well,
the case?
Well, it did not look good for you at the beginning, knowing that you oftentimes are at least trying to plunge it, and maybe you're just not good at plunging a toilet.
I think that's the issue.
But the thing is, I always tell people, I go, who's got more reps than me plunging a toilet? I promise you want me plunging a toilet. Like I've been doing this for years.
Yeah,
so I bet you're good at it. But she's pregnant, so Katie wins.
Correct answer. Yes.
Go to Patreon. We'll break down the toilet. Okay, we'll show it clogged, but seriously, and it's gonna be a funny bit. I'm gonna show you. Go to patreon.com/TradeKitty. Extra episode of the podcast every week. Please support us. Thank you to the super recties. Katie went. Preface this by saying she went to see two friends.
Okay.
Yes.
And she like one had experienced a loss in the family. The other just had a newborn. So these women she went to basically go take care of other humans for
okay.
a few days.
Wow.
And I go, you just don't quit. He's insane. You're too good of a person.
Yeah. Once I feel like once you turn to be a mom, you're always a mom forever to everyone. Yep.
So true.
But beautiful. It was really great to see them. I went to, I saw two friends and I was like kind of with each of them for like 24 hours. And it was nice. They're both like college friends and got to see a little 2-week-old baby. And
yeah, she sent me a couple pictures of the baby. And I'd already made point to be like, I just don't want to see
a cute baby.
A 2 week old baby can't.
Cute baby. He like his little cheeks are so like fat. They're like hanging off of his face. Melting so off. Cute.
That's cute.
Yes.
Does it smell like a baby? Mm-hmm. She says this. Do you know what the smell is?
I actually experienced it firsthand. My sister had a baby. Went to go meet it. I'm like driving home later.
Your sister has a baby?
Yeah. It's like 2 weeks old.
And she lives in, were you just in Birmingham? That's where I was.
She came back up to Stratford, so I just drove down there 1 week to meet it.
Man, there's so many babies being born in my people I know. I mean, I swore you're not gonna lie. I, gun to my head, I thought your sister was single. I'm not gonna lie. Did you know she was married?
I knew she was married. I know where she lives.
I mean, she got married.
I know what business she opened, and she thought she was pregnant. Yeah.
And do you know her name?
Oh, wow. Wait.
Jake's sister.
I do know it, but I can't.
I know the name. See, what's worse?
I don't know what's worse, to be honest. Probably the name.
I swear, did she get married like a year ago?
No.
2 years ago?
She got
was it a while ago?
No, I mean, we've been on a pretty similar schedule. I think we got engaged like similar times in like 2022, got married in 2023. Not we.
What's the math? Shotgun baby? What's the math on that?
It's 2026 now. Oh, okay. So there were.
I don't know. I see. All right. I can take your word for it.
What's the math on that?
Well, hey, you're an uncle.
Yes, he almost said nephew. You're an uncle.
No, uncle. Well, that's cool.
That's
and
exciting.
I smelled the baby on me later. At you least did. I think. Mm-hmm. Smelled something.
You still thinking about that name?
I am. I know that I know it, but it's just not. I'm trying to dig through my brain right now. It's kind of like.
All right.
Just scampering through it.
And you just feel free to guess what you need to do. Yeah. Eric even knows it.
Like an Alex or something like that? Am I? No. Okay. Sorry.
You came in hot, though.
Yeah.
Dude, it's an Alex.
Alex is a great high volume guest. He's like,
yeah, it is.
He's like, I'm not even sure if it's a brother or sister. Yeah. I better cover
Alex,
all my bases.
Taylor.
Jamie or something.
Yeah.
Just got a cash out for my buddy, Spencer and Ashley. Get your own joint bank accounts, but your own cash apps. This is embarrassing.
Oh, okay.
That's why we have our own.
Are you on?
How much money you got?
I got my own money in there.
I like to have a few that my wife doesn't know about.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Bank accounts too.
Cash app. Proud sponsor of the podcast. And now when you spend at least $500 a month, do you do that, Katie?
I don't know.
All right. Well, this is for you.
You wouldn't know.
With the Cash App card or Cash App Pay, you are in green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrow limits, and custom personalized cash back offers every Friday at places you love to shop. You like cash back offers, Katie?
I love it.
Places you like to shop?
Yeah. I love shopping.
They have this is their new status program. It's awesome. If you're going to spend money, might as well get some cash back opportunities and some perks. So shout out Cash Back. We have an offer for y'all for free money. So listen up. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CASHAPP10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking service provided by Cash App's bank partner. Prepaid debit cards is issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Green, overdraft coverages, borrow and cashback offers and promotions provided by Cash App, a Blanc Geek brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Nailed that one.
Booyah.
I really don't like thinking about what's for dinner.
What's for dinner tonight?
Great performance.
I'm starving. I'm going to eat dinner soon.
I don't like it so much. So that's why we've been using EveryPlate, because just you pick it, it comes to your door. It's the exact groceries you need. They're like quick too. I don't have like an hour to make dinner. So it's like 30 minute meals. The kids like
everything
it.
You need. It's helped them try new things.
Yeah. Which
a lot of customers say is what EveryPlate helps with.
Yeah.
So we have a great offer y'all for very cheap start to EveryPlate. It's unbelievable. New rotating selection of craveable comfort forward dishes.
Comfort forward.
Caramelized onion smash burgers, crispy buffalo ranch chicken. I mean, the list goes on. So go now. We have an offer for you guys for $2.99 per meal. Are you kidding me?
I mean, you can't for your family? Like,
so
what?
Try it now. Your first box, $2.99 per meal, plus 10% off for a month. Go to everyplate.com/podcast and use code TREY299. That's TREY299. Claim your offer. That's code TREY299 at everyplate.com/podcast for $2.99 per meal on your first box, plus 10% off for a month. Ditch the dinner time dilemmas with EveryPlate.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Speaking of Taylor, I mean, this, we're just a couple weeks away from The Bachelorette. I cannot wait. I'm getting tagged a lot
yeah.
in one contestant.
Fire me up on what's so exciting about this. Because it's a Mormon wife who's That's very it. Drama, like drama surrounds her anyway. Well, is they're she divorced? Smart.
They've officially given in. You know, Bachelor, they really started with the concept of, they sold the lie that like, This is genuinely to find someone love, right? Mm-hmm. We have this great guy. He deserves it. Look at these great women. They're genuinely here for love. And that was the show. And I think they finally, then we have Love Island where it's like, my name's Jess and I'm here to rock everybody's world. And they have like no clothes on. Okay. And then they just like smooch the whole yeah. time. And it's disgusting and it's great. People love it.
People like that a lot.
So they go, we need a little, all right, let's just give into the drama here. And this is the new Bachelor. I'm here for it. They're going to take a famous person, influencer type person, who's going to be exciting TV. And it's going to be brilliant. She's her the basis of her massive following is announcing everyone the swinging scandal of her online
That
friends.
Was what started it all. Yeah. Years
the
ago.
Mormon reality show. She's got three children with two different men.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's like, oh, it's great. It's great.
And now she's going on The Bachelor.
It's
I see.
Like, yeah, they didn't the guys. Even pick a single like person. I mean, a
parentless,
yes,
childless
person. They pick someone with three children.
This is the first. No, I think they've had one before who's a parent.
I think
maybe
so.
Maybe one.
Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
yep. Yep.
No, it was someone because I saw recently like. So-and-so's daughter got married. Yeah, they had like one kid, but mm-hmm. three kids.
So it'll be very exciting. And there's this one here. I'll find them. And there's, you know, I've always said all the time, be like, you look like this guy, but very rarely will I get sent it so much that I have to look. And the comments, there's like does the comments like Drake Kennedy? And so I go, this guy be fun to watch, and I can kind of see it.
And you can make some content around this. Hopefully, this guy makes it far.
Exactly.
That's you can just keep for. Every week, like, all right, this is kind of what I was thinking when this was happening.
Uh huh.
As this guy,
let me see here, and it's interesting. I follow it closely. All of the contestant dudes on the same day posted like a real TikTok,
yeah,
kind of like to the same. I think it was like, "Baby, when am I humming?" And nice. And I wonder. Oh. I guess they tasked them all with like,
yeah.
make a cute reel,
yeah.
Because some of these guys, you know, you go to the profile, they've never made a reel before.
Yeah, good for them.
I don't know if they called their little sister or what they did, but they figured it out. All right, Derek, I'm going to text to you.
Do you think she ends up with someone?
No. No.
Like, do you think that she, like literally ends the show with no one? Or do you think she ends the show with someone and then, like, a couple months later, it's, like, over?
She's got to end the show with someone,
end
right?
End the show. I think it's very rare that people walk out there like, I got nobody. They'll like, end with someone, but there's quite a few that'll say, listen, I'm not going to propose. Let's just see how this goes. But I bet she'll end up engaged and that won't happen.
Yeah, this is like you and Andrew East had a baby.
What do we think? Is this guy me? Is this guy me?
Whoa.
Is this guy me? Okay, look, he made a fun video. Is that me, Katie? What are the comments? Go to the comments of that. Is it saying me?
It's a little like
is
you.
Is it saying me?
Yep, right here.
Yeah, there's one. Like Drake Kennedy.
I mean... Yes and like yes and no. I don't know. I mean, oh,
was that him dunking a basketball? Does that look like me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's
that
me.
One. That's what I look, college I look, you.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm.
That's now I still you. Look like that. That's yeah. now you. Iris.
Yeah, this guy looks like you, but in college. He's your age. He just looks better.
Interesting.
Anyway, that's he's my favorite. I'm rooting for him.
Okay, what's his
what's
name?
His name?
Lou Evans.
Lou.
Oh, Lou.
I'm Asian.
I never really had her.
Is that what we should name our son? Hear me out. Now, the Super Rexy knows for sure. We're going to, and go to the Patreon too if you want to hear. We're going to name our daughter. And we're figuring out our son. We're taking suggestions. We can't figure out what we name our son because we're not going to find out the gender.
Yeah, we don't know the gender.
And
that's
if
we're not
Lou
having twins.
Wins, we're going to name our son Lou. Hear me out.
No.
That's fair.
No.
Have any of these like reality love shows gone like Mr. Beast style yet? Because I think that'd be very cool. Like bribes and deceit, and there's teams and like, all right, you can take this cash bribe to get this guy knocked off the Bachelorette. That would be cool. They probably have enough drama as it is, but I think it'd be interesting.
There's that one. What's that one where they like go? So many, they go into like a room and you
love
can't.
Is blind.
No, it's like, what is it?
Hmm. They yeah, like describe more.
Two people, like a
two people.
The winning couple goes into a room and they like they can
fantasy
like
suites
rearrange
yeah. Bachelor rearrange. For,
is Extreme it Home Makeover.
Is it Extreme Home Makeover. Property Love Brothers.
No.
Two guys.
No. They can like, there's a little bit of that. Like they can play a game. If they're like the winning couple for the game, week, they can kind of like, actually, we want to pair this person with this person. And like, they don't have, the other people don't
wife
have
swap.
Control over it.
Oh, that's a good
wife
guess.
Swap.
Is it Love Island? I don't know. No.
Hard
I don't
know.
Know.
Can you describe it more? Do your
no,
best.
I can't.
Yeah, anything at all.
Can't. Two people go in a room. Sounds like a joke.
It has to be Love Island. It's like all their pictures show up on a board of everyone.
All the pictures
there.
On a board.
Surprise. Guess who?
Yeah.
That could be it. No, keep describing it. Keep describing it.
That's all I have.
They can, anything
you,
else at all?
You change. You're a couple the whole time. So you're changing couples the whole time.
Yeah, it's
swingy.
That's Love Island, right?
What's the game show where two people go into a room? They play.
Their pictures are all over the wall.
They play a game where they can switch.
They play a game where they can switch.
All the other faces
all
are
the
on
other
a wall.
Couple, they can change the couples.
And they change the furniture, I
couples
think she said, too.
Can change.
And the furniture changes.
They can rearrange stuff.
Yep.
See what it says. All
you
right.
Know.
Come on, AI.
Thinking.
Now.
This is folded because it is taking a while.
They should do a new one because they're coming up with all of it, right? Love is Blind. And then they did... you know, Love Island and all these. I saw new ones coming. Something about like eight. I forget what it's called, but they're doing it. Netflix is doing a new one where they're all different ages. So we got this like 55 year old hottie with this college dude, that kind of thing. Creepy, gross. I'm going to watch every episode. And I think, what if
that
they
is
did like
so creepy
to this day and age? You fall in love with a girl and then they say, okay, give us 3 months. And they do Botox facelift that. And they go,
what about now? The show should be called What About Now?
What About Now? And you decide, like, yeah, I'm into this. She looks better. Or you go, I don't know.
Go back. Better before.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, you were somewhere right.
Botox, but spelled Bo. Like how you say it. Whoa. Botox. I'm assuming.
You can spell Bo differently, or you can spell Tox differently. Botox, or like Bo, like.
Botox, yeah.
Like, try to find my Bo.
I think I'm talking
about Boo.
And the whole time they show you, it's kind of like Love is Blind, but you see her face, but her God-given face. And they go, we'd like to meet her. And you go, yeah, actually, she's had a ton of work done.
Yeah.
And you go, oh. And you either, maybe you're happy, maybe you're sad about it.
I like that. What about now? Katie, AI says, that sounds a lot like Love Island Games.
It's not. It's the perfect match. I just looked it up.
Oh.
You remember Trey? Remember, we watched one episode of it, and it was like
one episode.
I have been congested for 2 weeks now, and I feel like it's really affecting me.
You need
me.
To flush it out.
I'll go to the upstairs toilet.
Yeah. Remember we watched it? They like all blindfolded each other, and they were like all kissing each other blindfolded.
That was Love Island.
That was the perfect match. I just looked it up.
Perfect match.
No, that was Love Island because I watched that because I was on Nick Viall's podcast and they said, we're going to talk about the premiere. Please
so
watch it.
Homework.
So I said, Katie, watch it with me. And we just watched basically explicit content together.
Yeah, you're right. They do. The perfect match thing does show blindfold kissing also. That's why I got confused. But you're right. It was Love Island.
Oh, they do fun assault games too.
Yeah, they do too.
Oh, someone kissed me. I didn't consent to it. And I had no idea what was happening.
And I don't know who it is.
I wonder if it was Rodney.
Is Perfect Match also hosted by Nick Lachey? Does he do half of these?
Uh-huh.
How is he getting these gigs?
Huh.
He's
still making any singing TikToks? How'd that one song go?
Well, he did a cover that we made fun of back in the day that went pretty viral for...
it was a 98 Degrees song, right?
But well, we did that one. Well, the original one back in the day, he was like... oh, I forgot what it was. But then they do more covers. They've done a couple, like, I've seen live performances, and they're doing the dance.
Yeah, they're going for
it. It's not...
Well, I like that couples and love games are messing with each other. Yeah. I think that's next. Like, you can send, hey, for $100,000, you can legally break this couple up. Like, they will divorce. I think those would be fun stakes.
Wow.
You can, hey, if you get with her, we will remove custody of this guy's children from him. It'd be fun.
I think the other more disturbing one, too, is it the ultimatum where they, like, yes, they, like, switch couples for, like, 2 weeks?
Wife swap.
It's kind of like wife swap, yeah.
Johnny is my meaning, being my new lover. And he deleted it. It's not on his account anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of my traveling, I do have some correct opinions based off of my.
Okay, let's see.
Do we know where you went?
Yeah, I don't have no clue where you actually went.
I feel like you're.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, hiding that.
No one should know.
I'm going to pry it out of you.
I went to Atlanta for 24 hours and I went to Birmingham for 24 hours.
Oh, you went and saw my sister. Her name is.
Ooh.
Caitlin.
Wow. You found it.
I knew it was in there.
Nice.
Yeah, it's see, basically your name.
It just took a second. I had to really dig to my recess of memories.
Good job. Correct opinions time.
My correct opinion is that if you are pregnant, do not sit on a window seat on an airplane.
Yeah. You're telling me. Might get nauseous.
Oh my gosh. I am so sorry for whoever sat in that seat after me because there was so much sweat on that seat.
Oh, what?
Oh, no. Like,
it was probably the last flight of the night because it was kind of late. So I think they were doing some cleaning.
So much sweat.
But it was like they had to do some maintenance. And I'm not like 20 minutes of maintenance before we took off and they turned off the AC. And we were in Atlanta and it was like hotter down there. Like it was warm. And so they
what
turned off.
What temperature exactly? You get that?
70s.
Thank you. Okay, great. Really like the picture.
Not hot, but warm.
Well, it's a difference. If you turn off the AC was it, or in left Kansas or right City when it's right. 40 degrees is different than when it's 75 degrees. Anyways, and so there was no AC for a little while. And I just felt like I was really having to do some mental, like, don't have a full panic attack right now.
Because
like,
it was just so hot.
It was hot. I couldn't really move. There wasn't enough space in the
upper. Oh, you got a bag down low? I don't like that.
There was a bag down there. And I was on the window, which was my fault. I booked that seat. It was my fault to begin with. But I was just like, I was really having to like refocus. I couldn't like look around.
Like you put the phone down and you're like, I just need to like think about being cold.
I think I got my book out, which I finished a book for the first time in years. Whoa. So that was a big deal.
Must have been a thriller. That's why you're sweating.
Yeah, it was, I just, don't do it, ladies. Don't do it if you're pregnant.
Might get caught. Might get stuck.
I was stuck and sweating. And I kind of have a bonus correct opinion, too.
Right.
That I've said before, but I just felt like I need to reiterate it. If you are in a crowded place, like an airport, do not talk on speakerphone.
Who was doing it?
It was some, like, business ladies. They're, like, having, like, a meeting. Like there was two or three different people where we're like standing in line to get on the plane. There's no reason they couldn't have it to their ear. And she was like in a legitimate meeting. I'm like, no one, does this person know that you're on speakerphone? And also they probably do because they probably hear literally everyone around you.
Yeah.
I couldn't comprehend a reason why that was necessary.
United Airlines made a policy that you can't do that anymore.
I was just about to say that.
Really? Yeah.
Like as of like
I love it.
Today or yesterday, no headphones can get you permanently banned.
Good.
It's time.
Shout out United. And it's funny when Katie, you tell clearly Katie was enjoying herself, had more time on her hands. She's just texting me, sitting in the lounge. This random coworker guy, they keep talking about their strategy approach and business talking or some BS. I'm so glad I don't do that. She texted me that. I go, haha.
Right on.
Her parents are gone at this point. She knows I'm taking care of two children. I thought we switched my window to the aisle for flight. Anyways, didn't realize until I got on the flight. Just hoping no one's in the middle. I said, okay.
Because you never text me when I'm here with the kids.
Finally about to take off. Remind me to never sit window ever again. I'm so claustrophobic and sweating. Text you later. Love you. I said, love you. You love the updates. Just letting you know.
I'm just doing bad. I'm talking to you. Yeah, you have to know I'm doing bad. If sweet. I passed I don't out, text you wouldn't
know. At all. I know you're busy.
You do text me.
No. Okay. I leave tomorrow. I literally won't talk to you until you get back.
Okay.
I'm gonna clog the toilet. I'm gonna set my alarm earlier and clog the toilet.
Oh my gosh, if you were left town with it, I would.
I'll do it.
Oh my gosh.
It'd be a fun prank.
I've been kind of tracking my sleep for the first time. It's been fun.
Ooh.
It's addicting. Every morning I wake up, it's like the first thing I look at. How'd I do? How'd I do?
Yeah, how'd I do? What's my score?
And we've been doing much better.
We really have.
We're trying to get to bed earlier. We're always so immature. Like, let's stay up. And
we're just like night owls, you know?
I just see nothing but green for good on mine. Last night, Katie got home a little late. Her flight was delayed. I got 7 hours last night. The night before, 8:11, 7:44, 6:54, not as good. But then I went 7:51, 7:40. 7:47, 9:10, dude. I hit 9:10 one night. I was sick.
So you're saying you like seeing data points about your bodily function?
I sure do. Well, what about function health? Ever heard of it?
I've done it myself.
And you can learn a lot about yourself. 160 plus biomarkers function health will test. They have partners everywhere. Get your blood drawn and learn more about your health. We've all done it. We love it. And sleeping is the theme of this week. Like I said, I've been prioritizing the sleeping because it helps everything. And it's making me feel much, much better. And for me, the big shift was realizing that sleep just isn't about hours. It's actually the foundation for everything. Feeling, you know, our immunity, feeling better, energy, your mood. I'm in a good mood. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed
it. Sleep's
important. Mm-hmm. And so when sleep improves, all this shows up, like elevated inflammation goes up when you don't sleep good. Your shifts in glucose and cortisol. Here's the big words.
Yep.
And function health helps you give a deeper look at all of this to help troubleshoot it, fix it, see what you need to do better. So own your health and start by understanding what's happening beneath the surface. Function gives you access to 160 plus lab tests each year, including advanced markers for heart health, inflammation, stress, hormones, toxins, and more for $365 a year. It's a dollar a day to learn all of this about your health. So go to Function and go to functionalhealth.com/Trey, functionhealth.com/Trey, or use code Trey25 for a $25 credit toward your membership.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino. My correct opinion is the scam of the century, perhaps, in the technological world, is a Samsung Frame TV.
Okay.
It's a TV that you can put a little picture on it and then dim the light a little. Would you like to pay five times as much money? And white girls go, ooh, oh my God, it looks like a picture frame. And it doesn't. It just looks like you put a picture on a TV.
It looks like a really bright picture.
Whoa. So right above the fireplace, you have a 60-inch painting that's lit up like a light?
Illuminated painting?
Whoa, now it's Netflix. It's crazy. Everyone I know, the women, they got to have a Samsung Frame. Obviously, you got to get the frame, look good. Because we've all of us, for decades, you walk into someone's living room, you go, get the TV off the wall. It looks ridiculous. It should be a piece of art. And it's just, it's a TV, and it's so much more money than a TV the same size that does the same thing. And we have one, it's up there. Katie bought a frame off Etsy, so it has like a legit frame around it.
You got a TV from Epstein, wow.
You guys put a we got this, she had the ship from Epstein's Island. Was it they were doing an estate sale. And now we have a TV with a frame around it. I guess that's cool.
With a picture on it.
And it's so much money. It's so silly.
I'll say two things. I bought a Samsung Frame TV.
Of course you did. You're married to a white woman. and it's part of it.
I bought it as a single man, but when I moved, I left it at that house. Said, I don't need this. I left it there. I was like, this is dumb.
Yeah, it's so dumb. And
it doesn't look like a painting at all.
The people you sell it to, they're like, you're going to give us that painting?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Shake my hand.
It's plugged in. we all know what it is. I don't. And then some people go so far, they actually try to like really trick you.
Yeah.
So they'll like put it like behind chairs around stuff.
Oh, yeah. Wait, like, it's hard to watch TV.
You're like, what a stupid place for a TV. Yeah, it's a good place for a piece of art. What a dumb place for a TV. Anyway, it's very expensive. And shout out to Samsung. You figured it out. You said, hey, well, let's make it heavier with like a big chunky frame. Done. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. You want another one? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be nice to have one. Right here or something?
I probably will. I actually have a free... I've got a brand deal where I would need to promote a TV. We do not need another TV. So what would be the funniest place to put a 65-inch TV you don't need at all? Just in my office?
Probably the toilet. It's always getting clogged.
In the bathroom?
Yeah.
Like on the wall? Yeah,
because he needs to spend more time in there. Yeah.
That'd be kind of sick.
Put it vertical.
Vertical. It wouldn't fit. Yeah, we should put it vertical somewhere. And you could and swipe sync your phone and you could scroll. Scroll max. I mean, we're getting pretty close to that. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
People do that. You get your vertical TV and you just scroll a bigger screen. It'd be kind of sick. Put it right there in my toilet room.
I think
it wouldn't fit in the toilet room. And we need a bigger toilet room, better flush. We put my vertical TV.
Do we put the new TV in our room? Because that TV kind of like has some issues sometimes.
TV does not have issues.
Oh.
Why do you keep saying this?
I thought you said it did.
No, you did this last time too. You go, that TV has issues. I go, no, it doesn't. We've had this conversation before.
I heard it does.
It probably just needs to go in the guest room. The
issue is that frame around it looks like a TV.
My correct opinion is that smoothie companies, energy drink companies, they're getting real generic with the names and I don't like it. Celsius has got a flavor called Galaxy Vibe. How am I supposed to know what that is?
Tropical sunset.
You go to a smoothie shop and they say, would you like a 12 or 16 ounce Good Vibes Only? Like what could possibly be in Good Vibes Only?
Galaxy Vibes.
Oh, they have Galaxy Vibe. They have Playa Vibe. What is that? Yeah. How am I supposed to order?
Playa Vibe?
What is in Playa
Vibe? You
take Vibe?
A sip and they shoot you?
Half of it's not even in English. I don't know what's in this drink. Is this going to be a berry base? Is this orange?
The Playa del Carmen shake. We blow up your car on before you can drive off. You have the Galaxy Vibe.
Yeah, what is that going to taste like? It just gives me nothing. Like if I was starting a business, you can't get away with that when you start a company. They're getting lazy.
Excuse me. They are. They just go, what's the name of whatever?
Galaxy Vibe. Call it Wildberry like the rest of them. Good. Now I know what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah, it's okay. We don't have to invent new flavors.
Yeah.
I'd like to know if it's cherry, banana, strawberry.
Or some are going to do it. We all need to do it. We need pizza places to say, you know, Charlotte's Delight.
Yeah. Would you like
that's that.
Would you like our thin crust Italian vibe? Tell the vibe, yeah.
Mamma Mia's vibe?
Yeah.
Detroit style?
What's the restaurant?
How would you like the large yell really loud?
Gratitude.
Huh?
Gratitude? The one that closed?
Oh,
Cafe
yeah.
Gratitude. Cafe Gratitude. It closed for a reason because you go in there, you go, what am I ordering?
I'm
feeling. Would you like the precious?
Overwhelmed.
What's in that?
Yeah. That's how they did it. Yeah, pizza places.
Man.
I'll take the back here.
That's a great point. And man, I want some good food. I'm hungry. I'm still locked in, by the way. I'm not going to show this because this is an embarrassing photo, but I did for the first time ever. I go January 4th. I took a picture of myself in the mirror.
Yeah.
You disgusting blob. And I hadn't really thought of it till recently. I've been kind of locked in and I took a photo confirmed better.
Mm-hmm.
What percent better? 5%? 10% better?
I don't know.
I'm seeing it. I'm still locked in. We're doing it.
He's so locked in. When I came home, there was Taco Bell bag on the bathroom floor. That's how locked in he is.
Dude, how did I leave that out? How did I not throw it away?
Super locked
He's
in.
He's so locked in.
Yeah.
That does kind of match the phone case. That is the 90s Taco Bell art on the wall vibe.
It was on the floor. Dang bell, man.
It's always calling me. Dong.
Like, you could be so much further in your goals if you just stop doing that.
It's the most unbelievable experience to...
You need to be allergic to red meat.
I do.
Because that'll stop your Taco Bell run.
11 p.m., you just... I met a couple buddies. We watched basketball, driving home at 11.
I was going to say, the Taco Bell can't even be close to here. So you had to be, you were out about.
Yeah. Okay. And I go, yeah, I'm going to do it. We went to the drive-thru. I'm going to do it. And I even looked at Taco Bell, the calories on there.
Yeah.
And made an attempt. I mean, it was still 500 calories I didn't need. But I usually go with the crazy, like, load me up with these burritos. I got just a few tacos.
Wow, you are locked in.
A little lighter. Locked in. Pretty locked in. Pretty locked in.
Did you eat it in the bathroom? Because that's where it was.
Correct.
In the shower.
Okay.
So the little seat that's like, you know, in between our sinks. What do they call it?
A little vanity stool.
A little vanity stool.
Vanity stool, yes. Whoa.
Vanity stool, vanity counter. That's where
it comes out as vanity stool.
That's where I set up shop. Yeah. Walked past the kitchen. I said, I need to do this.
It's really gross.
In shame
in
the bathroom.
Yeah. That's really.
I'm going to take my shirt off and look myself in the mirror while I do it.
That's what
everybody,
you should do.
You piece of.
That's what you need to do. Yeah.
I'm just, yeah, there's just.
You have to eat.
Fire
you
sauce
eat
on my belly. You disgusting.
You have You're to eat it naked.
What?
You have to eat it naked in front of a mirror when you eat it.
Oh,
you know, back in January after Christmas, I came back and I was telling you guys that my uncle is doing a little bit of a GLP-1 cocktail. He was blending a couple different ones.
Out of his time.
Yeah, I kind of forgot to get any updates. Heard from last night.
Died.
Down-
Oh my gosh.
He was supposed to be there to meet the baby. But-
yeah, he didn't make it. Down 20 pounds in 2 months.
Crazy.
Whatever he's doing is working. Dude. He claims once he gets to 200 pounds, he's going to stop. We're like, you're still going to be overweight then. Why would you stop then?
How
I don't
want to
get crazy. That's how people are overweight. They go, well
20 I still
pounds
need to-
overweight. It's good for you. You know, why don't you just go ahead and get all the way not overweight?
And I mean, 100%, he's just going to gain all back. It's not like he's like developed good habits in 2 months. Like
that is the problem. You kind of have to... But it's crazy, man. I've thought of this now. When I see someone really, really big... And it's obviously going to continue to just go way down. But now when I see something really big, my first thought is like, why don't you just get on the thing?
Especially, I think that is probably, we don't know the long-term effects, but if you are very, very big and like, it's hard for you to get around. And if you can drop a quick 50 getting on this and
there's
then
no
start working out, like, you know, that's so helpful.
We're truly heading to a future where you're just going to see way less obese people. It's
really
wild.
Theme parks are going to hit different.
So different. The fried Oreo stands are, I mean, they're trembling in their boots right now.
Yeah. Scooter rentals.
Scooter rentals, dude.
I mean,
yeah,
did
we did
see,
a Hawaii park. They're scooter rentals.
I did see that, like, because it's like fashion weeks just happened and stuff. And they were saying that, like, it's the fashion is reflecting that a lot of people are thinner now because specifically of GLPs.
Yeah, it's not just big people. I mean, even the, like, all the celebs, the fairly... Not even overweight people, but I forget examples, but they'll show up to red carpet and they're like really lean.
Yeah.
Chili so, roll.
Yeah, well, he was ginormous. But it's it's so wild. And I just hear about it more and more every day. So, you know, a buddy would be like, yeah, you know, my uncle's really big. He's on it. He's down 40 pounds, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, I'm happy some of these people have a solution, but it's crazy.
Yeah. What are the long-term effects here?
Because you're going to have to be on it for, these people aren't developing the habits, probably. They're not locked in like me.
No, they are not.
Cottage cheese, Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's what your diet is. Cottage cheese and Taco Bell. No wonder the toilet's clogged.
Enough of the toilet, Katie. You're disgusting people.
I need you to feel shame.
Dude, she was so mean. I was like... I tried really hard. All right, how long is this?
48.
Oh, dang. I'm getting better.
Not bad.
But yes, go get tickets. Kansas City. I'm doing a little crowd work, new material show.
Fun.
Hoping that's fun for everyone. I'm going to have fun.
How long are you going to perform for?
Whoa. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You good?
No.
In my head, a comedy club night, you're 45 absolute minimum.
Okay.
I'm going to approach an hour.
People are driving, they're getting babysitters, you know, like they still need to.
Yeah, I think that's a common rule in the comedy world. You have comedy club working stuff out. You got to at least go 45 minutes. But okay. I think theater, big full-blown tour, at least an hour. Is what I think. And I think really more than that. But not too much. I get where some of these people, they go up there for an hour and a half. I go, I don't know. I don't want to see that anything that long. If yeah. I see a movie, ooh, this movie looks good. 2 hours and 10 minutes. I go, nope.
Ooh, I may not want it as bad as I thought I did. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It's kind of crazy how long the Titanic was in the 90s. It's like 320 or something.
Lord of the Rings, I'll never watch. I remember being blown away. I go, this is 4 hours? How do they even do that? It's pushing 4 hours.
Is it really?
I could not believe
that. Yeah, I probably won't ever watch it either then.
I mean, that it's got to be the... There's hardly ever been a movie made that long since. I mean, the guy likes Oppenheimer.
And Oppenheimer, you really can leave after the 2/3 mark. That's nice. It's not as long as it looks.
Exactly. Yeah, the last hour is a waste of time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look up the list of the longest movies. Of course, you're going to have a bunch of stupid... Le Fleur, made by Mariano Linas, is 13 hours long.
You say well, no, give me a real normal answer. Ones.
Like popular.
Ones I've heard of.
Well, yeah.
This terrible list. But I, yeah, Lord of the Rings, Avatars are long.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen it. I'll probably never see it. Is it still in theaters?
I have no idea.
Avatar 3, I need to go see it. I'll do that this weekend. The next weekend when I'm out.
Little movie in Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice.
When's the... Do you ever have Taco Bell? You don't.
Almost never. I got to be like in a small town that has no other options and it's late at night. You know, it's like the only thing open. What? And then I have to get like 11, a chicken quesadilla.
11 p.m. You go, ooh, time. You know what? Jakey's feeling crazy. I'm going to get something.
Yeah,
what
I'm
do
trying
you
to think
do?
What environment I would have to be in. But yeah, it's just chicken quesadilla is probably what I'll get.
No, I mean any restaurant. 11 p.m. You go, I'm fiending for just a bit. Mm. What's your go-to? What drive-thru are you going to? You don't do this?
I mean, not that much anymore. Wow. It would have to be...
Whataburger guy?
Whataburger would feel... No, I wouldn't do it anymore.
Okay.
I would go as far as like Cane's though. Cane's or like Chick-fil-A as far as like fried chicken. I would still do that.
Yeah, you don't do this anymore? Is this like a really immature thing to do?
I mean, I'm still doing it, but I'm not the best example.
Like I'm thinking like I didn't grow up and they're like, my mom wasn't like, Tad, Taco Bell's in the trash again. He's like, I snuck out at midnight last night. Like I never experienced that. Yeah. Is that at what age do I really got to stop this? Like
probably
daddy
not.
Went out, snuck out for Taco Bell last night and mommy's mad. It's a weird look, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Cause I wouldn't even really consider myself that much of a like self-disciplined person, but it's something about like, knowing I'm even like somewhat working towards something, man. I don't want to like cheat on it or I don't know something. I think that's more what it is
for me. I think it's just I get a little bit of a rush. It kind of feels like I'm like
revving your body's engine.
Yeah,
or
you're just I'm hunkered in the bathroom. You know, yeah, and it's just kind of it scratches that itch. So it could be way worse. You're welcome.
That's what you get your like bad boy vibes from.
It could be way worse. He's not buying motorcycles.
Katie told me not to get Taco Bell. I didn't give a crap.
Wow. Yeah.
What do you get, Derek? What's your go-to?
Well, when my kids hear the remote start on my truck after 9:30, they come out of their door saying, is Dad going to Taco Bell? It's we're at that level where they know. And then they stay up and wait for like a cinnamon twist or something like that.
Oh, wow, cinnamon twist again. Yeah. What?
So
what
yours
is
always
that?
Taco Bell.
100%.
What's the order? What's the order?
Beefy 5-layer burrito, no sour cream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't want to clock the
large
toilet.
Order of beefy four. Nacho fries. And then the third option, I'll switch it up sometimes. That's
okay.
My,
okay, get crazy. What do you go? What do you do? Maybe taco.
No, never. It's more type of meat, cheese, beef in a different format.
You'll do all that.
Yeah.
That's what's number two. I go, guys, we're doing Taco Bell. What does everyone want? And guy goes, I'll take two tacos. One goes, give me one burrito. Oh, I get five things. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Gordita do crunch. Crack, I'm going to do crack.
Nobody is shocked by this.
Give me a tiny bit. I just want a little buzz. No, we're getting...
No, I got the needle ready. My veins popped. Let's do it.
Come on.
I mean,
we're in this alley. It took us a while to find.
If anyone
we're
doing knows,
we're gonna pass out or not.
You are all or nothing. There's that is who you are. Oh, that is who you are. You are 100%
in
or nothing. Because
in my psycho, I feel like a crackhead probably does this. They do 90% of it. They go, I'll just throw off the last bit. That's good. That's,
yep.
There's the last three bites of the fourth item, and I go, I don't need this.
I'm not a monster. I don't need all of it.
I have self-control. That's what I did. I left the last few bites. No, thank you. That's why I have a six-pack, actually. Yeah, I'll order 1,100 calories at Taco Bell and only eat 950 of it.
Yeah, you are
and
locked
that's
in.
That's how I'm built like a Greek god.
I really don't like that things are called beefy. I don't like that. Beefy.
Like the first word of the description. First
yeah. I like that burrito that has the beans and cheese and the Fritos in it. Got a little crunch. Yeah. Great texture.
It's like undervalued.
Beefy cheese burrito, I think.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on just a bean and cheese burrito, by the way.
I'm just going to run through the Taco Bell menu and you guys tell me what you think about it. Jess, I feel like you guys have opinions on every
aspect. I have no idea what any of this is.
Undisputed king is the gordita crunch. I always have to get it. The soft tortilla wrapped around the hard shell, the crunch, the sauce. It's unbelievable.
And you're getting the like dog food meat every time. And
yeah, it's a grade above dog food, they say.
They say. And I've actually upgraded the steak and chicken. I go, it's not the same. I need the mush.
if I bring an order of nacho fries, will you have a couple of them dipped in the cheese sauce?
Derek's that's dying to have
good for him. I don't want fries at my Taco Bell. Let the others do that. So I want the Mexican.
I want Mexican crack.
Yes.
I don't want to blend it.
Okay.
Talk to me about guys, the Chalupa Supreme. Are we getting that? We have any strong feelings?
I had a Chalupa phase a long time ago. I don't tend to get the Chalupa, but I really respect it.
Cheesy gordita crunch.
Yeah,
that's the number one. Easy. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Spicy potato soft taco. This is in bestsellers, it says.
I've never done that. I want a little more action than that, but I don't want potatoes really, no.
Nacho Bel Grande. Got a little trademark next to it.
What is that?
It looks like a big plate of nachos.
Oh, nachos. No, never the nachos. Chips are weak. Never the nachos.
Crunchwrap Supreme.
Every now and then I'll get that. It's a classic.
Okay.
Absolute classic.
Now, this shows how long it's been since I've been to Taco Bell. They've got an entire cantina chicken menu.
Yeah, and that's pretty good.
What does the word cantina mean? Alcoholic?
I think it means poverty in Spanish.
It's value menu. Yeah, but it just dolled it up. That's nice. They did that for me.
It's nice.
An alpha gal menu.
And then they had a thing for a while where they're like, it's the burrito, but we fry an extra layer of cheese around the outside. And that's not for me. I go, listen, I'll do crack. I'm not doing black tar heroin, okay? So take it easy, Taco Bell. Wow. I do have a limit.
Yeah.
I'm not a beast.
What a
you
great get the,
it's
limit.
Like oily you on your hands. You go, gosh, come on.
What do you guys know about the Lux Value menu? L-U-X-E. What is that?
Is that? That might be... They do have some kind of like healthy attempt menu. Does it seem
healthy?
Oh, maybe
healthy? That's what it is.
Yeah, I've never touched that.
You guys been to a Cheesecake Factory recently? They have the Skinnylicious part of the menu.
Oh.
And it's still 650 calories for it and everything.
I did something at the airport yesterday where I felt like this was like my version of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Oh, what do we think it was? You can't believe you're doing this.
Okay, hold, stop. Yeah. That's how we're getting to the podcast. Then we're going to keep going on Patreon. Again, please support patreon.com/TreyKennedy. We'll tell you all the dirty deets about everything in the toilet. Okay.
It was.
So you're saying you were in the airport and you did a kind of a guilty pleasure food item.
You said, I can't believe I'm doing this.
And I felt even kind of gross standing in the line, to be honest.
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, okay. We all get a guess. So to give us a couple more clues.
I got it already.
Stood in line, felt gross getting it and eating it. Couldn't believe you're doing it.
Yeah.
What do you feel like afterwards?
I only felt if I was not pregnant, I would judge myself more. But I feel like I had this vibe of like, I'm pregnant and I'm going to get this.
You're kind of sticking it out almost.
Like, I had on like a tighter dress and like people were commenting.
At the Atlanta airport.
Yeah. People were commenting. People were like,
what time of day?
It was.
It was. This was dinner.
7:30 p.m. Yeah.
This was dinner.
Pretty much.
I felt bad being there. I got a few options now.
I know one pops in my head. I get. But it has to be grosser.
There were only men in line.
Let me go with my first. I'm actually thinking this is not right anymore. But my first guess was going to be Auntie Anne's.
No,
okay. That was my first guess.
Yeah.
But no,
I feel like we're moving away from it.
She would like a nice little
only men in line.
She wouldn't dom on that too.
This is like a. I'll let you guys guess.
Okay, my guess, only men in line. I'm gonna guess she got an impossible, don't give this away. My guess is impossible burger from the BK Lounge. That's my guess. Don't give it away. That's my guess.
That's good. I think, yeah, because Rachel would be so embarrassed to be in line at Burger King. I feel like you get to a point, you're like, I can't believe.
Yeah.
Burger King's good. I was gonna guess some type of like Wing Busters or one of those knockoff fried chicken places. And you're getting like some biscuits late at night.
Great guess.
Pizza Hut Express. You're waiting for one of those pre-made
great
pizzas.
Like
personal pan pizzas.
Yeah.
Correct answer?
All of you guys are wrong. Oh, I was at Five Guys.
Five Guys.
Come on, Five Guys.
And I got just a big bag of fries and a milkshake.
Oh, yeah. Big bag.
Good, big mom.
And as I'm getting on the plane, the bag is like, there's grease on the outside of the bag. And I was like, ew.
Excuse me. I'm looking for 23F.
Yeah. She's like, can we get a towel? It's just dripping wet back here.
You're holding it up like a lantern. Sorry, I'm looking for my seat.
I have in a bag is dripping. That is Five Guys. It leaks.
I was like, this is so gross.
Vanilla milkshake?
I didn't even eat all the fries. I got a chocolate milkshake.
You ate all that. Huh?
Gosh.
I definitely had all that. Yeah.
Fries and a milkshake. I would kill to be pregnant because then you can just.
It felt like nuts. You can't even judge me, right? Because I'm just like.
It is guilt free.
I'm just like pregnant. Like this is what I'm having.
That's awesome. She does. She just gets to go for it.
But that was my like. I felt like I was really, and as I was trying to sit down, it was very nice. It is nice when you can really, you're really showing because people do kind of like help or are nicer. And the guy that was on the aisle offered to like put my bag up, which was nice.
He offered to like wipe up the grease.
And he did say, he was like, I'll do it for the fries and the milkshake. He was like, you know, this type of guy. Eyeing it. Yeah.
Oh man. We did. We got Shake Shack last week to the house.
I was coming off
like a stomach thing. So I have a legit stomach illness where it was not good. So I just had no appetite. So I was eating very little for a few days and I finally had a bit of an appetite, but you know, when your stomach issues, you're like, all right, I finally want to eat something, but I don't want a salad.
I want, a lot of bread.
Like bread and fries. So yeah. We never do this. Just got fast food burgers to the house. And man, what a treat.
That was your first meal back.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I really, this is such a funny, like you just had a lot of stomach issues.
I just threw up on an airplane.
Yeah. What are your like, what's a good, what would you consider a good bland meal to have after if you're kind of rumbling?
Yeah, I mean, I just went through this. Oh yeah, I feel like I didn't eat for like 24 hours. And then even then it was like the night when I started to feel better, I had bread at dinner, maybe some like just grilled chicken, a little bit of it. And then even the next morning for breakfast, like granola bars. It wasn't to like lunch or dinner, whereas then dude, maybe.
That's what I did for 3 days. And then I was just explaining, I finally felt like, okay, I'm getting back to normal here. I finally can have a real meal. I can't wait to devour a cheeseburger. Does that all make sense?
I don't know. I just feel like there's been other times where your stomach has been upset and I'm like, yeah, I just think we need to eat simple tonight. And he's like, pizza. I'm like, that's just
simple. That's the most simple. One of those red, so much dairy. Things.
Red sauce and cheese. Dairy. It's not like a.
Maybe jalapenos on there.
Yeah. And then when he was ordering his burger, I said, do not put, he was like, so what? I shouldn't put like jalapenos and onions on here. I'm bully. Like, no.
All right. Patreon.com/Trey Kenny. Love you guys. We're going to keep it going. See you on the road. Reliable tour is almost done. Get tickets now. And special Oklahoma City, special taping, getting ready. Keep you going on Patreon. Have a great week. Peace.
Direct opinion.
You ain't heard of
about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.